From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Ukraine's military says it cannot begin withdrawing heavy weapons from the front lines in the country's east, in accordance with a ceasefire deal, because pro-Russian rebels are still carrying out attacks. Officials said Monday there can be no talk of withdrawing weapons as long as the attacks continue. On Sunday, both sides agreed to withdraw their heavy weapons from the front lines, a positive sign for the implementation of a peace plan that has been violated repeatedly. Military officials said the rebels agreed to complete the withdrawal over the next 2 weeks. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif met for a second day Monday for talks on Iran's nuclear program as a deadline for reaching an interim agreement creeps closer. U.S. and Iranian negotiators have been meeting since Friday in an attempt to resolve ongoing technical disputes, standing in the way of a comprehensive deal between Iran and a group of six world powers. The two sides have given themselves until March 24th to reach a framework agreement, with a July 1st deadline for a permanent deal. New U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter is holding talks in Kuwait with top U.S. commanders and diplomats on U.S. efforts to fight the Islamic State group. Carter flew to Kuwait City from Afghanistan to chair the meeting at the U.S. Army base there. In addition to military officers, U.S. ambassadors from Jordan and elsewhere in the Middle East are participating in these talks. Kuwait hosts U.S. and coalition military forces as they conduct daily raids on militant targets in Iraq and Syria. This is VOA News. French authorities say they have blocked six citizens imminently headed to Syria from leaving the country under a new anti-terrorism law designed to curb the flow of foreign fighters to militant groups abroad. The French Interior Ministry says the would-be travelers' passports were confiscated and an additional 40 administrative interdictions are being prepared. Under the law, the citizens' passports and ID cards will be held for 6 months. The government reserves the right to renew the order to keep the documents for longer. Hundreds of French citizens are believed to be fighting with militant groups, including the Islamic State in Syria. Greek officials worked Monday to complete economic reform proposals due to their European creditors by the end of the day as part of a deal to extend the Athens bailout for 4 months. Last week, European finance ministers gave Greece the Monday deadline to present proposals that would convince the country's creditors to grant the four-month extension. The 19 European finance ministers in the euro currency bloc are to consider the Greek plan Tuesday. The proposals are aimed at reviving the country's faltering economy and cutting government spending. A Liberian health ministry official said the country will continue to observe all Ebola preventive protocols and regulations until it achieves zero infections. This came as President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf Sunday ordered the lifting of the nationwide Ebola curfew put in place August to prevent the further spread of the virus. Sirleaf also ordered the opening of the country's borders with its West African neighbors. Two shopping malls, one in the United States, the other in Canada, are operating with higher security measures following a terrorist threat made by Somali-based Islamist militants. The Mall of America in Minnesota and the Edmonton Mall in Canada both issued statements saying they were increasing security after Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab released a video Saturday appearing to call for cutbacks on Western shopping malls. U.S. President Barack Obama says a partial shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security would have a direct impact on the economy as well as national security. Speaking to a state governor's meeting at the White House, Mr. Obama said a partial shutdown of the agency would mean more than 100,000 Border Patrol, port inspection, and airport security agents would be left without a paycheck. The agency's $40 billion budget is set to run out this week because of a political dispute over immigration. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.